tremendous middle class. They go, but unfortunately, you know, the middle class they go is not relating themselves to the guy down on the bottom of the ladder. And we've had all these programs of employment and all the things you helped us with, God knows it. I don't know what the hell more a guy can do. We have 1,000 jobs tomorrow that are offered. We can't get people to fill them. We recruited during the summer 5,000 summer jobs for young crews between the age of 16 and of 18. We've got 10,000 in the youth corps. So you see, this is what we're talking about, in my opinion, is just plain lawlessness. And the disregard and the disrespect for the national government, for the state government, and using the police and the firemen. The police, the firemen were never treated the way they are in Chicago and in San Francisco and in Cleveland until lately, the stoning of the firemen. Well, here's people that come in to help save lives, to extinguish a fire, and still, because they represent some degree of law and order, they're stoned, and they're shot at and everything else. They had to withdraw them from Cleveland last night, one of the big fires, because they were sniping at. Just to me, and I'm not an alarmist, is a damn serious situation for the large cities of our nation.
Yes, I sure think it is.
You can't have the kings and them running around talking out of both sides of their mouth the way they did. I said to them at the meeting, Doctor, you tell me what else we should do in Chicago that we have. And I explained, well, he said, you got to have a massive program. You got to go to Washington. You know me? I said, well, wait a minute. Go to Washington. We could go to Washington. But you tell me one additional thing that we should be doing or not. We've got the poverty program. We've got all the forces going on poverty. We've got rodent control. We've got insects. We took down 1,000 homes, destroyed 1,000 slum buildings in 6 months. We hope to destroy 1,000 more the next year. You tell me what else we can do. We need to educate, but I said the trouble with you, with some of your people, and I'm not saying you, every constructive program we've come up with, they've been against it, and they're with you right in this committee. They oppose me on the bond issue. They've opposed me on the improvements for slums. They've opposed me on the rodent and insect. They've opposed me on the neighborhood community centers. They've opposed us on poverty. Well, where the hell are we going? I said, if all of these people are opposing you on all these programs, and then you're coming in here making these demands when you know they can't be complied with. See, the demands he put on my desk, they were at you and everyone else. Hell, there was 31 of them, and out of them, only four applied to the city of Chicago. The rest of them applied to the federal government, the state government, the county government, and the real estate brokers. Well, what the hell have I got to do? The businessmen, the labor union, all of this was in the demand.
George Meany and I were talking about you, and today he was in. He's a great friend of yours.
How is he?
As I am, and I just told him I was going to call you this evening, just have a little visit with you. He's doing fine. He got a bad hip. He's been overseas, and he just got back. But he feels about this whole outfit, about like you do, and about like I do. And I'll check in with Hoover and Katzenbach and try to see if they have been able to piece any of this together. Hoover's been working at it.
Well, there's been a lot of them working, but goddamn it, Mr. President, we still got a good town, and we're not gonna do any rash. I'll sit down with anyone. I told them tonight I'd sit down with 24 hours with anyone. I'll sit down and talk to them. I've been out in the district during the middle of the thing, talking to people and going into places. I'm going out there again tonight. As far as I'm concerned, we're going to do everything to save our city, and there isn't going to be anyone that will take the stand. And I could see it at the meeting a week ago Sunday, the anti-Johnson, Johnson the killer, Johnson this, Johnson that. It made you sick when you saw, you know, people carrying signs around of this nature, and especially after all the things you've done and what you've done for Good For and all the things I've tried to do. tried to stand for, especially on this question of justice for all people and fairness for all people. What the hell, that's the main thing you've been fighting for. And then to see them run on the important question, you don't run away from people that are your friends, you stay with them. That's what I've been talking. I talked to our leaders tonight in the convention, 80 of them, and I told them the same thing. I said, we don't run. We might be defeated, but we stand with Jackson on Vietnam. We stand for justice for all our people, and we also stand for law and order, and I'll be damned if we let anyone take over themselves the running of the city.
You're just right as you can be, Dick, and I'll support you. I'm sending you a little book, things, mementos when we were out there that I think you'll like, some pictures for your library. Well, on this other thing, this pretty big thing out there, when that decision's made, if that ball bounces in that court, how's the best way to get it out? Just let the commission make a flat announcement?
What do you mean by that?
Well, on that atomic energy thing.
On the what?
That atomic energy thing.
Oh, I think it'll be just as well. If we can make you can make the announcement, we wonder.
Well, I think it'd probably be better on all the states, just let the commission,
if we
can get them to do it, it's $400 million, you know, and it's going to be the damnedest thing ever hit in the country.
Oh, yes, it would be.
And then I think we could all say we hadn't had any conversations and just...
Well,
let the commission announce it direct, unless you have a better suggestion.
No, I think that's all right. That'll be wonderful.
I'm working on that end. I'm appointing some new men, going to swear them in next week. And,
oh, good.
It's the biggest thing that'll ever be here. And I believe that, back to that original conversation you had about everything going to California and New York, that I think this area, it would open it up for development a lot, and I think it would pull a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah, that'd help us quite a bit.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice to talk to you, Mr. President.
It's the biggest thing
keep
that
up
the
good work.
It's the biggest thing the government's had. I'll keep in touch with our friend here, and I'll be calling you back. And you call me and tell me anything you think that you want me to do.
Oh, fine. Thank you, Mr. President.
Give my love to your wife.
I shall. The same to Mr. Johnson. Bye.
Waiting.